Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Wally, where are you going?
First, I'm going over to Eddie Haskell's house and shoot some baskets. And if Chester pays us back the money he owes us, we're going to the movies.
All right.
If Mary Ellen Rogers calls, act like I'm kind of sore at her, but not enough to get her mad.
Now, why would you want me to do that?
Well, because she's a girl. You know how it is. So long, Mom. Hey, Dad. If Mary Ellen Rogers calls, tell her that
I heard, and I know how it is.
Sure, Dad.
Dear, why can't boys and girls be honest with each other?
What are you trying to do, change the system?
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. See you later.
Where are you going?
Just outside to mess around.
Certainly isn't a hurry to do nothing.
Well, at his age, you always are.
Dum da dum 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 da dum bum. Oh, my darling Clementine.
Not a bad voice you got there, son.
Hello, mister.
You must be Ward Cleaver's boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm Mrs. Cleaver's boy, too. Are you a friend of mine?
Well, you might say that. Matter of fact, the day you were born, you cost me a dollar.
How'd they do that?
Well, I was working in the machine shop then, and I took this silver dollar and I drilled a hole in it. And I stuck a white ribbon through it, and I give it to your father. That's how come you cost me a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Nice to God. I thought an angel drilled that hole in there.
No, I did that myself. When the angel's mixed up in it. Well, now, if your father's home, I wonder if I might possibly talk to him.
Well, sure. I'll tell him you're here.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
Hey, Dad?
What is it, Beaver?
There's a man outside who wants to possibly talk to you.
Who is it?
He didn't say his name, but he's the man who gave me the dollar with the hole in it for being born.
That's Andy Hadlock. I haven't seen him in years.
Andy Hadlock?
Now, don't worry, dear. I'm just going to talk to him.
Ward, every time that...
Beaver, why don't you run on outside and tell him I'll be right there?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, dear, but please be careful now. Don't get involved.
My father's coming out, but he's just going to talk to you.
Well, hello there, Andy.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver. Well, I sure admire your place here. You sure been doing fine.
Well, thank you, Andy. Have you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing fine, too. Mostly.
I could show you the dollar if you want. I'm not allowed to spend it.
Glad you kept it, boy. Mr. Cleaver, I just been noticing your trim here. It could use a coat of paint, don't you think?
Oh, I think we can get through another season. Sure good to see you, though, Andy.
I could do the whole job in a couple of 3 days. Yes, indeed. Cost you the same as the other house, even though this is a larger place.
Well, I don't know, Andy.
Here's a nice color that I painted the Johnson trim. You call Mr. Johnson, and he'll tell you I did a nice job. Real, real dependable.
Here's a nice color, Dad. Green.
That's Mr. Martin's garage. You can call him, too, if you like.
Look, Andy, I'd like to help you. You know that. What about your trouble?
Well, I haven't had that 5 or 6 months. Give or take a day.
All right. When could you start?
Well, I can get my brushes, and I can start right after lunch. If you're worried about my trouble, you call Mr. Johnson, Mr. Martin.
Take your word for it, Andy.
I appreciate that, Mr. Cleaver. I really do. Well, I'll be seeing you, young fella.
I'll be seeing you too, Andy. Dad, what kind of trouble's Andy got?
It's nothing, Beaver.
That's good, because I thought his trouble might be throwing paint on himself.
Mom, I forgot to ask you. Did Mary Ellen Rogers call this afternoon?
No, no one called.
She's just doing that to get me sore.
Seems to me she's not doing anything.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, dear, it looks to me as though Andy's doing a very nice job on the house.
Yes, so far.
Hey, what color are you having it painted? I wouldn't want to come home some night and go in the wrong house.
Yeah, we're just painting the trim, Wally.
We got a real neat guy doing it. His name is Andy, and he was a sailor on a ship. And he's going to show me how to tie a monkey's fist.
A monkey's fist?
I don't know what it is, but it sure sounds neat.
I think I remember Andy. When I was a little kid, he used to come around to the other house and work around. Then all of a sudden, he didn't come anymore. Is that the same Andy?
Yes, Wally, that's the same Andy. Dear, did you speak to Andy about you-know-what?
Yes, I did, dear, and he assured me he hadn't you-know-whatted in the last 6 months.
Andy's got troubles.
Yeah? What kind of trouble?
Never mind, Wally.
Ward, there's just one thing. I'll not have any of that around the boys.
Why don't you fellas take your plates out to the kitchen now?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, Wally, what kind of trouble you think Andy's got?
I don't know. It must be something pretty neat if they don't want him to do it around us.
Dear, I have nothing against Andy. It's just that I hope he doesn't start drinking on the job again.
Well, so do I. But he says he's all right now, and, well, I think the least we can do is to try to help him help himself.
Oh, I suppose so, dear. That green he's using, do you think it's the right color?
Looks just great on his sweater.
No, Beaver, I've been on ships that was cold before. But none as cold as this. Why, it was so cold that the flames in the galley stove froze stiff.
Boy, oh boy.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah, we had to thaw him out with a blowtorch before we could heat up our chow.
Gee, Andy, you must have been just about everywhere in the whole world.
Every place there is, and a few that there ain't.
Andy, are you really going to make me a monkey's head?
Monkey's fist, Beaver. Yeah, I've been working on that for two nights now.
Beaver, it's time to come in now.
Guess my mother wants me.
Yes, you better go on in, son. Always do what your mother tells you.
Be right in, Mom! You know, Andy? Mom and Dad said you got troubles. But I don't think there's anything wrong with you at all.
Hi,
Wally.
Hey, what are you doing?
Andy must have gone home early today. Mom putting his paint away for him. Hey, Wally, look. He made me the monkey's fist.
Boy, that sure is a lot of knot.
He was a real sailor on a ship that was in the war and got hit by bullets and sunk. And other guys rescued him.
No fooling. What war was that?
I don't know. He was going so good, I didn't want to stop him.
Yeah, he sure is a neat guy, all right.
This. I found it in the bushes.
I don't know. Could be turpentine.
Didn't smell like turpentine.
Hey, I know what this is. It's whiskey.
Smells awful.
Well, all whiskey smells awful.
Then why do people drink it?
Well, it's like when grown-ups have a party. They drink it to have a good time.
Gee, if it's a party, don't they have a good time anyway?
Well, grown-ups have a harder time having a good time than kids do.
How do you think it got in the bushes?
I don't know. Maybe somebody threw it there coming home from a party.
Wally's still on the phone?
Yes. Talking to Mary Ellen Rogers.
We've been talking to her for half an hour. What's he saying?
He's explaining why he's not speaking to her.
Hey, you know, I think Andy's doing a pretty good job, huh?
Yes, but he went home early today. He was gone when I came home from shopping.
Well, he's not so young anymore.
That's pretty tiring work.
I suppose so. Ward, you think we ought to tell the boys about Andy's drinking problem?
Oh, he's always been harmless. He's such a hero to Beaver, I hate to disillusion him without any reason.
Hey, did you see that knot he tied for Beaver, the monkey's fist?
Yeah, what do they use those for?
Oh, well, when the ship's coming in to the dock, why, the monkey's fist is on the end of the heaving line. You see, that's all coiled up, and you just let her go. And the heaving line's attached to the hawser, and down on the dock, you have a...
Hi, Mom.
Hi there, Beaver.
Well, as soon as I change my clothes, I'm going to go out and tell Andy I can't watch him paint today, because I'm going to go over and play with Larry.
Oh, all right. Here's a piece of cake for you, and you can pour yourself a glass of milk. I have to go pick your father up at his office. Just phone me.
I thought Mr. Rutherford was taking him there and back today.
Well, it seems Mr. Rutherford just remembered that today is the day he has to take Violet for a ballet lesson.
Oh, yeah. She's in my class at school. She's practicing to be a famous Broadway star.
That's nice.
Larry told her that they wouldn't let anybody be a Broadway star with braces on their teeth.
Look, I want you to behave yourself when you're over at Larry's.
Oh, sure, Mom.
Beaver, clean that mess up.
Oh, sure, Mom. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Beaver.
Well, I can't watch you paint today, because I'm going over to my friend Larry's as soon as I put on my other dirty clothes.
You all by yourself, Beaver?
Uh-huh. Did you want something?
Well, I tell you, I've been working out there, and I kind of got a little shaky.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got shaky one time in a school play when I had to hug a girl. You haven't been hugging any girls, have you, Andy?
Oh, no, sir, not old Andy. Say, Beaver, I hate to ask you this, but I wonder if you can get me a drink.
Sure. It's a clean glass.
It sure is. Son, what I was thinking of was something with a little more flavor to it.
Oh, sure. We got some real neat hot little punch.
Now, just a minute, son. Here's what... this is the way it is. I got all that trim out there to finish painting. And I want to do a good job for your father. And, it's hot out there, and I don't think I could... I could make it on Honolulu punch.
Oh. What could you make it on, Andy?
Let me ask you something, Beaver. Does your father... Would he have a little bit of whiskey around?
No, I don't think so.
You don't?
No. But once my Uncle Billy sent my father a bottle, and it was all wrapped up and it had brandy in it.
Well, that's about what I'm talking about, Beaver. Could you get it for me, seeing as you're my friend?
Well, sure. Well, at Christmas time, my father pours it over cake. Do you want me to pour it over cake for you?
Don't bother about that, Beaver. I think it'll be all right the way it is.
There you are.
Oh, thank you, Beaver. I'll just take this outside so I'll have it there in case I get shaky again. Say, Beaver, I hope you're not disappointed in old Andy.
Gee whiz, no, Andy. Lots of people don't like cake.
It's all right, Andy.
Andy, you don't have to apologize. I understand. No, I wouldn't worry about the rest of the painting. We'll get someone else to finish up. Yeah. It's all right, Andy. Yeah, you just take it easy and get yourself a good rest. All right. Goodbye, Andy.
How is he?
Oh, he's very apologetic. I really think he means well.
I'm certainly glad Beaver wasn't around to see him in this condition.
I think Andy is, too. That seems to be his main concern.
I put the pen away, Dad, and I got the brushes soaking.
Okay, thanks, Wally.
Wally, when your brother comes home, say as little about this as possible.
Oh, sure, Mom. I know how to be diplomatic. I won't tell him Andy was drinking. If he asks where Andy is, I just tell him that he tripped over a log or something. And they had to take him to the hospital to have an operation.
Well, I think it would be better if you just said nothing at all.
Well, okay, Dad.
Well, I better get supper started.
Dear? Thanks for not saying I told you so.
It was a real effort, but I managed.
Oh, well, hi, Beaver.
Hello, Dad. Hello, Mom. Where's Andy?
Oh, Andy went home a little early today.
Gee, he was going to tell me some more stories about the war. Now I'll have to wait until tomorrow.
I'm afraid he won't be back tomorrow, Beaver. Andy's been working pretty hard and he needs a little rest.
There's something wrong, isn't there?
Beaver, why don't you just run on upstairs now like a good boy?
There's always something wrong when I have to run upstairs like a good boy.
Come on, hurry up, Beaver. Supper will be ready soon.
Yes, Mom. Come on, Wally. You can tell me.
Gee, I told him I wouldn't say much about it.
Well, you can tell me a little about it.
Well, Andy had a little trouble with the ladder.
What kind of trouble?
He kind of fell off it.
How could he do that? He was a sailor on a ship and he used to climb masts and everything.
Well, he was, drinking.
Drinking what?
Whiskey. What do you think?
Oh.
Yeah, that's his trouble that Mom and Dad were talking about.
Wally! Beaver! Supper!
Right away, Dad.
Wally, is brandy like whiskey?
Sure it is. Now, will you stop asking questions? I told you enough already.
Well, are we all enjoying our supper?
Well, I know I am. It's just wonderful, dear.
Yeah, Mom. It's real delicious.
Dad, it was too bad about Andy today.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, about him drinking whiskey and falling off the ladder and stuff.
Wally, I thought we weren't going to say anything about this to your brother.
Well, we weren't, Mom, but he kind of dragged it out of me. You know how he does.
Well, Beaver, it certainly is too bad about Andy, because he was trying very hard to overcome his trouble. And I think he had a very good chance of making it, too, if someone hadn't sold him that first drink today and got him started again.
Dad, nobody sold it to him. I gave it to him.
You gave him what?
Well, I gave him that bottle of stuff from Uncle Billy that you poured on the cake.
Oh, boy, Beaver.
Yeah. Well, he came in and said he felt shaky, and I gave it to him.
Well, Beaver, don't you know that's the worst thing you could possibly have done? Don't you know that's what got Andy started all over again?
Gee, Dad, the way you and Mom were talking about troubles and you-know-whats when spelling out stuff, how could I know something was wrong when I didn't even know what you were talking about?
Heck yeah. I'm in high school and I didn't know what was wrong until you were helping Andy in the car.
But, boys, we were just trying to protect you from things like this.
You know something, dear? Beaver's right. We can't ever really protect anyone by hiding the truth from them.
Well, I wouldn't have given Andy anything if I thought it would have hurt him.
I know you wouldn't, Beaver. And I'm sure if we just let you know from the beginning what was going on, you could have handled the situation when it came up, huh, boy?
Well, sure, Dad. I know what to do if I know stuff.
Heck yeah. You and Mom shouldn't be as scared to tell us things.
Somebody's got to tell a guy about all the bad junk in the world.
Well, Wally, I just hope it's always your mom and I who are the guys to do it.
Oh. Oh, my darling Clementine.
Hello there, Beaver.
Hello, Andy. Are you feeling better today?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty good. Beaver, I've sort of been hoping that I'd run into you.
You have?
Yeah. Did they find out that you were the one that helped me yesterday?
Yeah, they found out. And they were pretty mad at me, too.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Beaver. I really am. Because you were my friend.
Well, then how come you did it?
Beaver, I've been hurting people all my life. I still don't know how come I do it. Now, you take the authorities. I can't hurt them. Andy's become just another old bum to them by now.
But you're not a bum, Andy. You're a real neat guy.
That's because you're my friend, and you like me. But you see, a fella can't hurt the ones who don't care. He can hurt just the ones who love him.
Well, my brother says people drink to be happy. But you sure don't look happy.
No, I'm not, Beaver. But you know, running into a little fella like you kind of taught Andy something.
I taught you something?
Yeah. An empty life and an empty bottle go pretty much together. Beaver, you tell your father I'll be back first thing tomorrow. And I'll finish up that trip, huh?
Okay, Andy.
All right, Beaver.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine.
Whenever a horse appears on Leave It to Beaver, it makes for a great show. And this next episode is no exception. Stay tuned for a horse, a pair of bologna sandwiches, and Beaver and Larry doing ballroom dancing in episode 99, Beaver's Dance, next on TV Land.